Today's verse is Genesis 24:22-44, read from the New International Version, read by Cameron. When the camels had finished drinking, the man took out a gold nose ring, weighing a becker, and two gold bracelets weighing 10 shekels. Then he asked, "Whose daughter are you? Please tell me. Is there room in your father's house for us to spend the night?" She answered him, "I'm the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, born to Nahor." And she added, "We have plenty of straw and fodder, as well as room for you to spend the night." Then the man bowed down and worshipped the Lord, saying, "Praise be to the Lord, for God, my master Abraham, who has not abandoned his kindness and faithfulness to my master. As for me, the Lord has led me on the journey to the house of my master's relatives." The young woman ran and told her mother's household about these things. Now Rebekah had a brother named Laban, and he hurried out to the man at the spring as soon as he had seen the nose ring and the bracelets on his sister's arms, and had heard Rebekah tell what the man said to her. He went out to the man and found him standing by the camels near the spring. "Come, you who are blessed by the Lord," he said, "why are you standing out here? I have prepared the house and a place for the camels." So the man went into the house, and the camels were unloaded. Straw and fodder were brought for the camels, water for him and his men to wash their feet. Then food was set before him. But he said, "I will not eat until I have told you what I have to say." "Then tell us," Laban said. So he said, "I am Abraham's servant. The Lord has blessed my master abundantly, and he has become wealthy. He has given him sheep, cattle, silver, gold, male and female servants, camels and donkeys. My master's wife, Sarah, has borne him a son in her old age, and he has given him everything he owns. And my master made me swear an oath and said, 'You must not get a wife for my son from the daughter of the Canaanites in whose land I live, but go to my father's family and to my own clan and get a wife for my son.' Then I asked my master, 'What if the women will not come back with me?' He replied, 'The Lord before whom I've walked faithfully will send his angel with you and make your journey a success, so that you can get a wife for my son from my own clan and from my father's family. You'll be released from my oath if when you go to my clan they refuse to give her to you. Then you'll be released from my oath. When I came to the spring today, I said, 'Lord God of my master Abraham, if you'll please grant success to the journey on which I have come. See, I'm standing beside the spring. If a young woman comes out to draw water and I say to her, "Please let me drink a little water from your jar," and if she says to me, "Drink and I'll draw water for your camels too," let her be the one the Lord has chosen for my master's son." Father God, I pray that these scriptures will penetrate our hearts and our minds today, that we can remember God's plan and provision for our lives. I pray that this word, the Holy Spirit, will just guide us and strengthen us and develop us. The same as this story of God showing his blessing for his people and rewarding the desired heart, I pray that we too will push on and just receive more of you today. Lord, I thank you. We pray right now for an increase for everyone who's listening to this word, your word. Amen.